Hi everyone, welcome. Make yourselves comfortable. Just looking who's here. Nice to see you. Okay. Hi, Cuckoo. I'm glad you came. Can you hear me okay, everyone? Cool. Hug. I just want to say, some of you know Femke. Helen, I know you know Femke. Femke has come quite a lot over the years, and I went to visit her this morning. She's on her deathbed, and she's surrounded by her husband and her beautiful daughter and her son. And I went this morning, and it was the sweetest, most poignant moment. And I just wanted to share with you, because some of you know her, and maybe we don't need to, you don't need to think about anything, but she's with us, and her family. Her name is Femke, and her husband is Carlo, and some of you know Carlo. They're lovely. Okay. So when you're ready, just allow your eyes to close. Hi, Kyra. And if you're new, well, I don't, yes, maybe a few of you are new. Just, we're just going to share meditation, and then there'll be some time for conversation. Just feel that we're together, because it's not a concept, that it's a real experience. I mean, obviously we're not physically together, but we are together, and it has an effect. Allow yourself to feel the effect of our togetherness. Not so much a thinking effect, but more like a feeling in your hearts. And then you kind of sink into that feeling and make it your shrine. And we're all sinking into the same place or in the same direction. So we find ourselves in the same shrine. And then don't do anything. It's much easier in the shrine not to do anything and to just simply be. And hopefully to be surrounded with a quality of silence. That comes to life because we're together somehow. Silence likes togetherness. It becomes more vibrant. And in the shrine, silence becomes synonymous with presence. And presence and silence become synonymous with any word that rises out of your heart. But then come back to the silence, to the vibration. And into this silence, presence, openness, you can surrender your experience. Offer your experience. Every thought, a flower to the altar, every sensation, every breath. Every thought. You let it go. Because it's what experience does. It comes and it goes. So let it come before it goes. Feel your experience, welcome it, your breath, the smell, the sounds, the weight of your body, the thought. The tension. And then surrendering, letting it go. Saying hi and waving goodbye. And some experiences like to linger, like the sensation of the body, the sensation of a solid envelope for myself. It doesn't seem to want to be waved goodbye. That's okay. It can stay as long as it wants. You just make friends with it, because obviously it wants to stick around for a bit. The sensation in your shoulders, in your face, behind your eyes. I think that experience stays because it hasn't been properly welcomed. It's sort of crystallized, waiting for a bit of love. So just be with your lingering experience, and mostly that's going to be the body, right? Because thoughts, even if they recur, they're always on the move. They're always coming and going. But the body, it can hover like weather in the sky. Feel your body. Feel your body with love. Meaning, welcome your body. High body, high face, forehead, eyes, tension, high tension. You are welcome. You can talk to me. And I know you don't talk with words. High shoulders. High tension in the shoulders. You can talk to me, and I know you don't talk with words. But you're surrounded with limitless space, which is me right this moment. So you are welcome. Hello, arms. Feel your arms. Feel the weight of your arms. Feel where your hands touch each other, the ground, the cushion, temperature, texture, tingling. Hello. You're talking to your body and you're telling it that you are undemanding presence, that you are a transparent cradle for it, that it can rest in you. You're just suggesting that, and you're not imposing that, because your body isn't quite ready for that, or definitely needs to take its time. It's carrying a lot, lots of layers. This isn't a trick to get rid of tension. This is just unconditional love. Feel your weight, feel the weight of your legs, of your pelvis, of your thighs, of your knees and forelegs and feet. Hello, legs. Hello, weight. Hello, earth. Let me feel you. I'm not looking for anything, you're saying to the body. I'm just listening to you. No reason. If you want to scream, scream. If you want to contract, contract. I don't mind. I'm just listening. Feel what shall we feel next? Ask your body, what shall we feel next? You tell me, body. Just meander wherever your body calls you. And you just sit a bit here, a bit there. And when you sit by a feeling or a layer, a sensation, you have zero agenda. Except to love. And perhaps at the beginning, the love is not there, the resistance is there, the no, I don't want to love, I don't like this, I want to change it. So that is what is welcomed. And then another layer of resistance. No, I want to get out of here. I can't stand this. What's going on? This is boring. This is unbearable. And you're here with that. Be willing to be with the difficulty of the body, with the suffering of the body, just for a bit more than usual. Not in a hurry to spiritualize the body. Just willing to be with this suffering body. Not in a rush to make a body transparent, luminous, borderless. No, because our bodies are not that to begin with. And that's okay, apparently. Feel the weight of your body. Let it go sort of down the arms, the legs, the breath, the weight of the breath, your eyelids, your jaw, your forehead, your temples. Make sure the breath of the body is allowed to move a bit more freely than usual. And maybe you will have to talk to the breath and say, you know what, breath? I'm opening the pathways. I'm taking the corset off. You know what, belly? I'm letting you move with the breath, and you can move with the in breath. Yes, you can expand with the in-breath. And with the out-breath, you can show me what you're holding. And I don't care what it is, how heavy it is, how tense, how sad, how angry, how... I don't mind. And again, the in-breath, belly allowed. And the weight is allowed to surrender more. And I am that which discovers the unraveling of the body alongside Ellen's voice. Ellen's voice has layers too. Ellen's voice, my body. If I were to speak my voice too, layers. Life. Let your body move a tiny, tiny bit, just a tiny bit. Almost imperceptible, your eyes are closed. And tell your body, your moving body, as it moves, that it's, that you, body, you are surrounded with a substance that is friendly. And then the movement stops. Stop the movement, body. Feel your spine, feel the top of your head. Let your spine elongate if it would like. Sometimes spines like to elongate, just naturally. Like a flame, a vertical flame. It's not completely vertical, but it's sometimes a flame likes to hover towards the ceiling. Feel the back of your neck. Make sure your chin is where it wants to be, maybe a little bit further down so that your back, the back of your neck can touch the space behind. And then feel your whole body. And say, body, you know what? We're now going to do a little exercise. I'm going to tell you something and you're just going to see if it happens. And what I'm going to tell you is this, body. Empty yourself of weight in all directions. Just try. And now I'm going to say something else to you, dear body. I don't live in you. You live in me. And now again, body, empty yourself of your weight in all directions. I am all directions. One, two, three, go. Take all the space that you want, body. Legs, if you want to sink into the earth. Earth, if you want to be porous, open. Feel your borders, the borders of your self body. I'm talking to the body today. To each one of our bodies, but there's really one body. We're sharing the same body today. Borders of the body. Skin. Touch. I invite you to touch out into the space all around. As far as you want. Don't see the shape of yourself, body. You don't know your shape. Just feel yourself. You're like an amorphous mass of vibrating sensation. Trust me, I'm your friend. Don't see yourself. Don't remember yourself. Just feel yourself. I know, I know, I know, I know. But still, touch with your hands, Touch the space beyond. Yeah, go further. Yeah. And now again, body, you can move. You can always move. You don't have to wait for my permission, but let yourself move. Gently, maybe your torso circling around the rim of a bowl. And then once the movement is started, just see how it goes. Don't see your body. Don't see yourself, body. Feel yourself. Be moved by a substance all around you. Your head, your neck, your torso, your arms, your hips. You have no idea, just the tactile flow of movement, sensuality, and now coming back to stillness, body. Don't do it, let it happen, stillness. Resting in me. And now the head, the neck, slowly making circles, very slow, smooth. Really big, huge open space all around. And then a ripple, the head, the neck, it's a ripple in the openness, free. It's like a journey, a rippling journey. Let the layers be felt, the pleasant, the unpleasant. And now the other way, off we go on a journey, body, head, neck, breath. I am the openness, tasting, welcoming the shades. The body, the body, the body, the body. Yes, now the head coming back to the place of presence, of stillness. Let it do it on its own. I am presence. And the body lives in me. And she shapes herself in me. Torso turning towards the left, slow, smooth. And then pause. Let your arms surrender to gravity. Let your hands touch what they touch. Feel the whole posture. Let it radiate into the space all around. And feel the suffering of the body. Meaning, welcome the resistance. Welcome what shows up. The creatures. Now the torso travels towards the right, but feel that you don't do it. It's just a ripple of aliveness. And your hands landing where they land. Let them land. Your arms melting through your palms into the knee or into the cushion. The weight of the body into the earth. The top of the head, maybe towards the ceiling. And then you just welcome the whole posture, let it radiate into the openness. Let it die into the openness. You're the openness. You're the peace. You don't need anything. You don't want anything. But you're listening to the wants of the body. You're loving the body. Now the torso comes back to the center. Feel your face. High face. Thank you, face, forehead, eyes, face, you are made out of me, and I am presence, openness, mystery. Come mingle with me, eyes, forehead, cheeks, nose, mouth, lips, tongue, teeth, chin, come to life in me. I am borderless, and you can dance in me, face. And you can show me your suffering, face. There is no rush. Show me what you hold, throat. Ears. Yes. Feel your hands, feel your left hand, left arm floating up, completely weightless, all the way up to the ceiling, flying up to the ceiling with your fingers. Long fingers touch the ceiling. Feel your whole right arm. It's resting into gravity, and your left arm is resting into the left arm. And your legs, your pelvis, your sit bones rooting into the earth. The breath is free. And now the arm traveling back down the same way it came, slowly. Long arm, long, caressing the wall in front. Touching the space, and now the earth. And now the arm dissolving, maybe. Let it go more, more, more. Let the arm go in you. And let what doesn't want to let go hover in you as long as it wants. Comparing left arm, right arm. And now it's the right hand floating, falling up into the space above, weightless, long fingers. Let that right arm fall into itself, dropping the right shoulder, opening the right armpit, opening the right palm. It's very alive, fingertips to the ceiling, and that left arm melting into the earth. Breath free, legs, sit bones. And then slowly that right arm traveling back the same pathway. It's a tactile pathway. You don't see the arm. You don't know the arm. You just feel the arm. And then you let it go, let it go. Hello, body. I'm your friend. Hello, heart. Hello, back body. Hello, breath. Feel your arms, your forearms coming off your lap, your hands completely released, and then your shoulders are coming up towards your ears. Very gentle, very slow. And then slowly traveling back down the shoulders, the same pathway. Don't do it, let it happen. Hello. And now the elbows coming out right and left, like two wings unfolding, and then trace a circle with your elbows. Big circles. Make sure the neck is free. Bigger even. Bigger circles, right at the edge of what's possible, yet no violence. And then the other way. Make sure the breath, the face. Yes, and then you let the arms go. Let the shoulders radiate whatever they're saying. Let them say it loud into the openness all around. Let's come to standing for a bit. Take your time. Go gently, body, because you've been sitting for a bit. And the eyes can stay closed, I think, to come up to standing so that you can stay with the tactility and not morph into a mechanical thinking mode. So go gently up to standing, maybe finding little intermediate places on hands and knees or maybe when you found your feet, you can let your torso hang a bit onto your thighs. And then gently, gently. Yes. Gently, gently, the verticality of the body. The tenderness of that verticality when it's approached non-mechanically, but just organically. Feel. Hello, body. Hello, standing body. Hello, feet on the ground. Hello. Hello, hello. Feel both arms, both hands. Let your arms float up into the space in front. And then all the way up, falling upwards to the ceiling. Touching lightly fingertips to the ceiling at the same time your feet with the earth. And then slowly the arms are going to come down. As they come down, they trace little circles towards the back, little spirals at the shoulders, or rather, at the fingertips, just little spirals as you come back down that you trace at the fingertips. Slowly. And then let the arms go, let them go. No moving, complete stillness. Hello. It requires a kind of patience to be with the suffering body. What I mean by suffering body is that body that we want to avoid, that we want to morph into something more acceptable. And now gently let some movement come with the breath. And maybe let the movement come from inside the body, from the tender layers that no doubt have begun to surface. It's a dance of tenderness, or even we could say of vulnerability, but from the sensation. Go slow to begin. There's absolutely no right or wrong here. The only guide is the sensations, the feeling, maybe the emotion. And then the knowledge of, I want to say, of dance, the dance is natural. Everything dances. So let dance arise. Staying very connected to this inner body, this inner feeling of the body. Allowing the head and, you know, all parts of the body that may not be usually invited into the dance because they seem to be the headquarters for the thinker. Also the pelvis, the hips, let them free. The sexual area, the anus, the belly. There's absolutely no right or wrong here. Just trust the impulse of the moment. If it quickens, it quickens. If it's big, it's big. If it's small, it's small. If it's pretty, it's pretty. If it's ugly, it's ugly. See if it can be true. The head, the mind, the thinker will not like it or not understand, will try to intervene, micromanage, trace thinking back to thinkingness. Trusting where the intelligence seems to pool in the body, maybe in the hands, or in the feet, or in the pelvis, or in a rhythm, or in a gesture that arises. Just trust yourselves. Trust your hearts. Is this a dance of peace, a dance of sadness, a dance of openness? Is this a dance of anger? Is this a very mysterious dance? No matter what your dance is right this moment, it is a prayer for the altar, for our altar. So give it to us. Yes. Trust the gestures that come out of your hands. And also trust where the body moves, in what direction. up, down, front, back. This is not meaningful. It's not rational. It is meaningful, but not in the way of reason. And now gently, very in your own time, you just let the dance constellate a gesture or a movement. And then you let that bring you to another gesture with the hands or with the whole body. Just let it happen, you have no idea. And then another. And it doesn't have to be pretty. Trust what happens, and then another movement or gesture. We're drawing towards closure slowly. And then when you're ready, when it's ready, a final. A final posture slash gesture. Eyes are closed, nobody's looking. Feel completely free. And really trust your hands, they are intelligence, these hands of yours. And then back to stillness, arms alongside the body, feet earth, and then we come back to sitting. Take your time. Eyes are still closed. Just feel the breath. The in-breath, the out-breath. Too respectful of breath to breathe. Just letting breathing happen. As it wants, how it wants. You're the openness that welcomes the breath. In breath, out breath. And all the layers of sensations surrounding the breath. you feel the flow of the in-breath through the nostrils, cool air on the in-breath. And then the quality changes with the out-breath. Just feel, no anticipation. Each breath fresh, unique. In breath, belly allowed to expand. Out breath allowed to contract. And if it's not allowed, feel those layers. Completely allow the not allowed feeling. The tension or holding. Listen to it, love it. And then back to the in-breath. Pause. Exhale. Pause. I am presence, alive presence, in which breathing moves. In which body bodies. In which soul, souls and heart, hearts. When we talk about the body, you know, and the breath, we're talking about our being, our soul, So let yourself really cherish every moment, every micro sensation as purely divine. Every single millimeter of this canvas of experience is made out of presence. And goes back to presence when it returns. Don't do anything. Just be. Thank you. So, my friends, hi. Thank you, as always, for coming along with me. So, if anybody wants to, you know, as always, share or ask. Don't be shy. Take your time, though. Just wave if you do want to say something, Zoe. Dave, the lady called David, are you a new person?
Hi, Emmett, Ellen. I was in one of your classes. I don't remember how long ago, but I'm using my partner's computer.
I see. Welcome.
My name is
I
Greg.
Think I do. I remember your name. Yeah. Yeah.
And once before the pandemic, I emailed you to see if you were doing anything in New York.
Okay.
It's quite a while, 3 years ago now.
Well, I hope to do something in New York one day again. What's your name?
Gray.
Gray.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice to see you, Gray. Thank you for talking, for saying.
That was lovely. It's lovely meditation and moving experience.
Good. Maria Rosa, is that your little boy? Marlene, hi there.
Marlene.
Hi, Marlene.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I wanted to share that the last times when I was in this shrine, it was just pure bliss. And this time I sat down and I had such pain. I was not in pain, like it really was something with my digestion, but immediately I sat down and it just started. I was just like, wow. And you'd been talking about suffering in the body, and I was just like, yeah, there it is. And I could taste it. And I was just in that space where I could allow it to be. And always, like, if it gets too much, I can move. But I can just taste it. And I remember that tasting it. And then sometimes in the movement it went, but it was just like amazing how that pain showed up and was there. And yeah, thank you for your guidance. I can't hear you. Okay.
Can you hear me now? Okay. I don't know what happened. Marlene, I just wanted to say that sometimes it's lovely when the meditation meets you somehow and it works. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing, Marlena. Kyra, did you wave? I don't know if you waved earlier. No? No, okay. Go ahead, Keith.
Hi, Ellen. Beautiful moment when you said the experiences, I can't remember exactly the words, but how the feelings that have become crystallized, they're just waiting for some love. Yeah. And I felt that took me into another level of feeling how I resist my body.
Yeah.
Unpleasant, hard feelings. It just took me into another level of it. And it was really beautiful, that moment. They're just waiting for some love.
Yeah. Well done, Keith. I just feel so touched that you noted that, and yeah, that you're willing to go there. In a way, we go there. You know, we don't really go there, obviously, because we are always saying that those layers come and we are the presence that welcomes them. But I don't know. There is anyway, I don't want to say anything. I'm just really happy that you understood and were invited to go deeper, or that there was a deepening.
Yeah, because that occurs to me that the separation is actually in a way from our own body as well.
What do you mean?
You talk about separation.
Yeah, I mean...
sense of separation, and part of it is somehow...
Absolutely.
Sense that I'm separate from my own body and I'm pushing it away.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think we want to speak too much because you understood, I understand, and hopefully everybody else understood. And putting words sometimes just, you know what I mean? I don't know. You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Keith. I think it's because I'm edging towards a new way of inviting, where we're not so in a hurry to point out, because obviously in the non-dual understanding we know that the body is made out of presence of God, so, and we know that God is unlocated, open, transparent, ever present. So in these yogas we often, you know, obviously we have lots of ways by which we can encourage the body to be perceived in line with that. But I feel more and more that we mustn't step over or bypass or go around the very real experience that is called suffering, and I feel that more and more. So I don't feel we should sink into suffering for the in a perpetuating of suffering endeavor, not at all. But it seems to me that there's a lot of suffering going on these days in this world and in our lives, and that it's a worthwhile place to visit, and whatever that word means, of course, because when we're in the now, all it is layers of vulnerability. If we read the labels, there'll be a label, there'll be a story, there'll be, but in the now, it's just this body, this layer upon layer of feeling. Anyway, I'm rambling a bit. Yeah. Go ahead, Aisha.
Well, what I experience since I've been meditating with you is that the meditation does not stop tonight at 9 o'clock Dutch time, but it goes on through the day, through the weeks, through the months, and what I experience is that the body is unwinding and that the being is there. And sometimes I'm feeling so contracted in the body, and sometimes I feel the openness, and it is an ongoing process.
Yes.
And sometimes it's very difficult because sometimes the sensations, as Marlene mentioned, they come all of a sudden, during a visit or during doing shopping, or and I have to control it. I want to control it then. But today I had the same experience, and I said to myself, "Okay, this is happening. This is happening in the being, and it is as it is. Just let it be." I'm not the experience. I'm not the sensation. I am that which invokes the sensation. And by breathing into it, I was in a restaurant. By breathing into it, it settles mm-hmm. down. And I think it's also connected with my personality, because I'm very outgoing and powerful fire, and I want to experience it practical in the daily life. And so it gives me also the experience in the daily life, not only during my meditation.
Yes, yeah.
So I think it is an ongoing meditation.
I think it's ongoing when... For some of us, it's ongoing. For some of us, sometimes when we are outside meditation, we get lost again in the kind of belief that I am the body mind, that I am a limited body mind. And then all of a sudden we're invited again. We're at the restaurant and a strong sensation occurs. And the invitation again is to investigate, to explore, to maybe the memory of the meditation comes back, or we're just investigating, exploring again. And sometimes we're also abiding as this presence again. So it's not a doing. It's never the person doing this, but it's the truth seeking itself constantly, and sometimes losing itself back into experience, because it clearly enjoys losing itself here and there. But the fact that you say, Aisha, that it's ongoing means that there's a strong movement of truth back towards itself.
Yes.
But on the way, the unwinding that is part of a human life, of the personal trajectory of an awake life. It's an unwinding. It's a discovering of the things that were split off or pushed down, or all of a sudden they're gonna, oh, there's openness, we can come up.
And I was so concerned that my contracted self was so concerned that I went to the doctor. I did all the checkups. My blood, everything is perfect. But still, I have these body sensations. So I welcome it now, and I'm very grateful that they are there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know, with the body has a lot to say, and here we just allow the body in presence, right? But I also think it's valid to, if there's a strong feeling in the body, to really listen to it and see if there is some content there, if there's a memory associated, some trauma or something, to pay attention, to write or to draw, or so that you're really cooperating with
it instead of
with its intelligence, because it speaks the body. It speaks in so many ways. Sometimes you let your body move and dance and big expression.
Yes.
But But you're not doing it for the separate self. You're doing it for life. You're doing it for, I don't know exactly why you're doing it, but for freedom, for life.
Thank you, Ellen. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you, Aisha. Maria Rosa.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Hi.
I had an experience, very, very subtle. Maybe this is something that also somebody else relates to. It was in connection to my breath. Because when you invited us to observe our breathing, right? And how the inhalation expands the belly. And I noticed I am very high up right now. It's like above 2,000 meters. So I'm experiencing lack of breath. I don't know if the lack of breath, what is, you know, what it is, but then I could really perceive it's almost like, you know, what you just said to observe, but the mechanism in my brain went, okay, now I need to breathe. Now I need to breathe deep and breathe deep in, deep out. And then there was this moment of fight in which I wanted to breathe when my body really wanted to exhale, you know? And I was kind of fighting against myself.
But that's really good, because there you were wrestling with the breather. You were the breather, the separate breather, and you were observing the breather. And then you were also doing, well, I don't want to be the breather. I just want breathing to occur in openness. So you were just working with this invitation and observing things. And that process has a purifying effect, even though maybe you didn't feel any pure, you know, you were just a bit like, but just having tried like that and having observed, and it, as you say, it's so subtle, and it has an effect. It has an effect. It has a loving effect on the body, on the breath. Just, it's saying something to this breath and to this separate self that, you know what, you're not really real. Breather, you know what, you don't actually exist. Look, you're made out of these tensions, and it's just saying lovingly the truth. It's saying the truth on a tactile level. At the same time, there's a fight going on, a bit like, yes, I am the breather and I need to take a
and it's so sweet. It took a moment of fight, and then I sort of surrender and I said, wait, if I'm gonna exhale, I'm gonna just go until it goes. And I exhaled many exhalations, but 2-3 times before the incoming breath was about to, you know.
Yes, yeah.
So that was an interesting experience for me.
Yeah. I think the breath is a great...
And ultimately, yes, yeah, I feel it communicated something, you know, also because the breath is connected to our emotions, right? So
the breath is very, very... The breath is with us, you know, from the birth to the death of the body, the breath is with us. So it is a place where we identify, I am the breather, because it's always there. I mean, other aspects of the body are not always there, but the breath is very, very connected to the ego. And to the thinkingness as well. I am the breather. I'm the thinker. So observing the breath and trying to emulate a feeling that I am that in which the breath arises and dissolves, that I am not the breather. All of that is it will reveal the habits of grasping, of controlling, of wanting. I mean, it will reveal everything. It will reveal the fear of death. It will reveal, and then at moments it will reveal, it will reveal the truth in a very, very beautiful way. So anyway, thank you, Maria Rosa. Where are you, by the way? High up in the Himalayas? Oh, cool.
It's
no, I know. Mexico. And it's just that it's far away, you know, so it's cool.
Sounds exotic.
Take care.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you.
Hold on, I just need to plug my computer up because I'm running out of juice. running out of juice. All right. Well, Cocoa, you know, we could be ready for you. Are you ready for us?
Hello.
Hi.
I had a thought, Ellen, when you were leading us, inviting, whatever. You said something like something about the suffering body, and I had the thought the allowing body, the allowing, and you know there's another meaning for the word suffer, and it is to allow, and maybe it's archaic, maybe it's used in the Bible mostly, or no, Shakespeare used it. But so
that's amazing.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
It does. It means allow, and I thought also. So I thought without agenda, like just because I, have a thing with my breath too that it can be very difficult, but just to allow it to be. Just without agenda to be, because it hasn't failed me yet. So, well, another thought that I had like this morning, and this is from the Bible, it's from the King James Version. And I looked it up. It's Jeremiah. And it is, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." And I looked it up, and another version is, that's the King James Version. "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." And I thought, that's so lovely, because lately I've just been feeling I don't have any strength left, and I don't even care if I continue. But, of course, you know how much I love life, and it's just so, abundant, and it's not my strength, and, I just thought that's lovely. I'm just, to relinquish those.
Thank you, Corinne.
Thank you. there's a beautiful poem that's called, it's a great word, I had to look it up. It's called mimesis. And the closest I can think of is that there's a phrase, art imitates life. And I think that's a good description for this, maybe. And also, just the idea of innocence keeps like coming up again and again. And it's innocence in which it's, you could use it as synonymous for openness, in which anything is possible, right? Again, without agenda. It's so Mimesis by Fadi Judah. I think that's how you say his name. "My daughter wouldn't hurt a spider that had nested between her bicycle handles for 2 weeks. She waited until it left of its own accord. If you tear down the web, I said, it will simply know this isn't the place to call home and you'd get to go biking. She said, that's how others become refugees, isn't it?"
Hmm.
Oh. And there's no judgment in that at all. You know, it's just this openness.
Mm. Exactly.
Mm. Look, there's another poem. Well, there, I have to tell you that there's this poem by Marie Howe that came to my attention twice this week. And I wasn't really feeling it, but I think I'll share it anyway. Just because it's called What the Living Do. And this was written, I think it was written for or about or, you know, around the death of her brother, who she was dearly loved. What the Living Do, Marie Howe. Johnny, the kitchen sink has been clogged for days. Some utensil probably fell down there. And the Drano won't work, but smells dangerous. And the crusty dishes have piled up, waiting for the plumber I still haven't called. This is the everyday we spoke of. It's winter again. The sky's a deep, headstrong blue. And the sunlight pours through the open living room windows because the heat's on too high in here and I can't turn it off. For weeks now, driving or dropping a bag of groceries in the street, the bag breaking, I've been thinking, this is what the living do. And yesterday, hurrying along these wobbly bricks in the Cambridge sidewalk, spilling my coffee down my wrist and sleeve, I thought it again. And again later when buying a hairbrush. This is it. Parking. Slamming the door shut in the cold. What you called that yearning. What you finally gave up. We want the spring to come and the winter to pass.
Hmm. We want whoever to call or not call. A letter, a kiss. We want more and more and then more of it. But there are moments, walking, when I catch a glimpse of myself in the window glass, say the window of the corner video store, and I'm gripped by a cherishing so deep for my own blowing hair, chapped face, and unbuttoned coat that I'm speechless.
I am living. I remember you.
Beautiful, Coco. Thank you. You completely resonate with my feeling today, so thank you. Okay, guys, it's time to unmute yourselves and say thank you to Corinne.
Thank you so much, Coco. The first poem that you read, is that it, you said it was called Mimesis?
Mimesis, like mimic.
Beautiful.
I'll include them when I send the recording link, Kyra, so you'll have it.
Okay, good. Yeah, that really touched me, Coco. You blessed me today. Thank you. Oh, and thank you, Ellen.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Coco. Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Coco.
Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Cuckoo. And thanks, everybody, for the commentary. And it's really deeply touching and being not alone with this all.
Thank you. And I hope to meet some of you one day in retreat.
You and hope to meet some of you in retreat as well. Your sound is off, Ellen. No sound.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes. I think you can. Thank you, Ellen. I've missed a few weeks. It's really nice to be back. Really good to be back.
Lovely to see
everyone.
All right. All right. I'm doing these every Tuesday till the end of the month and then August off. So come again one more time or two more times. Okay. Take care, everyone.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Bye, Ellen. It's Anne, right? Anne?
Anna.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Kate and Sam. Sissy, very, very, you're very, very well behaved on your sofa. I'm like, aren't they going to kind of snuggle up or something? It's fun. Hi, Annie. You've got your little.
So glad to do this.
All right. Bye, Coco. Love you a lot.
Very vulnerable.
Bye, Maria Rosa. Bye, Kyra.
Thank you all.
Bye, Helika.